Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
I heard you missed us. We're back. Yeah.
This is Overtime.
Are you ready?
You guys ready?
All right, we are ready. Ready for the Thursday edition of Overtime. I'm Debbie Monterey, and welcome to Studio Beach, Charlie Brennan of The Charlie Brennan Show.
Hey, good morning, Debbie.
And Brad Young of the law firm of Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young.
Good morning, Debbie. Good to see you.
You too. All right, it was a big day yesterday at City Hall. They packed the chamber, the lower level and the upper level as well, full of soccer fans excited about bringing Major League Soccer to St. Louis. And an aldermanic committee did unanimously approve a plan from Worldwide Technology CEO Jim Cavanaugh and Enterprise Holdings Taylor family to develop a stadium on land west of Union Station. It requires no general tax increase. It creates a 3% sales tax on items sold at the stadium. The city would enter a triple net lease with the ownership group, meaning they, not the city, would be responsible for maintaining that building. So that's where it stands right now. This was just a committee. Charlie, do you see any way this proposal at this point gets derailed or any problems with it?
Well, it's possible. And first of all, let me just say once again, as I always do, I'm a big fan of the Taylor family, Enterprise, and wow, the great work that they've done for this community, including the building across the street from KMOX, which we're looking at right now, the Soldiers Memorial. Andy Taylor put $30 million into that. You can't deny that this is maybe they're the new Bush family, really, in terms of supporting this area. So there's that. Now let's look at the law. There is a 2002 ordinance that says that this has to be approved by the voters, and no one has challenged that in court yet. You just ask, is there anything that could derail this? Well, it's possible. Now, Judge Thomas Frawley in 2015 did rule in one case that's not necessarily binding on others that the law was invalid. But he's a circuit court judge, and you, Brad, will know more about this than I do. Of course, it's not necessarily true that what he ruled then would apply to this case. The question is someone going to come forward and challenge it?
Yeah, that's the real story. I mean, a circuit court judge's opinion is not binding precedent. So, yes, we do have a 2015 decision stating that this amendment or this ordinance, rather, is non-binding or it's inapplicable or invalid, and that's not binding in this situation. But that's really, as far as I can tell, that's the only way this thing gets derailed, because otherwise the city government's behind it, the leadership's behind it. Before, with past situations, there's been complaints about, well, we have to spend money on all these other areas in the city. Why are we spending money on this? But this is going to be a tax revenue generator, and everyone recognizes it, and I'm glad that the support is there. But again, the only thing that could derail this is the statute.
Okay, so where does the tax revenue come from in this one? Because there's no property taxes on it. There's no tax on the construction materials. So let me just point out, there was a time when we said schools, of course, you're not going to pay any property taxes. Then we extended to cultural institutions like art museums and history museums and the zoo. And I guess now, is it just we're going to assume that sports facilities will not be taxed, property taxes? In the city of St. Louis? Is that the idea?
Well, in this instance, there's going to be no property tax because the owners aren't going to own the building. The city's
right.
Going to own the building, so they're not going to pay property tax. That's correct.
Like the old days.
But there's going to be lots of other tax-generating aspects to this. There's going to be employment. In fact, I think I read yesterday that there's going to be approximately $1 million of tax revenue just from the stadium alone, not including any ancillary benefits that will come from hotels, meals, and those types of things.
Well, you know, it's interesting because all the hotels are tax abated too. Every single one that's built now gets tax breaks. So I'm just wondering, you know, where do we actually have an economic engine in the city of St. Louis that is producing tax revenue for the schools?
But you're looking at just from a property tax perspective, Charlie. Okay. In a hotel, hotel rooms are one of the most highest taxed events anywhere. If you stay in a hotel room, you might be paying 30% of your hotel charge is taxes a lot of times.
I think it's about 14% in the city.
Well, in lots of places, it's extremely high. If you go to Florida, it's going to be even higher. But it's an easy thing to tax because most of the time, that's a tax that goes on people that aren't voting for those who institute the tax because they're coming in from out of town. So to say that hotel rooms aren't tax generators is false. Maybe they're not property tax generators, but they are tax generators when people stay there. Certainly, if they stay there for soccer games, it's going to generate revenue.
Well, there's some of that. You know, I anticipate, though, if it's a, if the stadium has about 20,000 people, right? And I think that's what typical soccer stadiums are. I anticipate most will be from St. Louis. No? Are we going to get an out-of-towners coming?
Well, I think
soccer?
You're going to have significant out-of-towners coming.
Really?
Because there's no comparable facility. There's not any other going to be any other professional soccer anywhere close to here. And so if people want to see that, they're going to have to come here to see it.
All I can say is we've heard this before with every other single sports venue, and we're still waiting for the creation of jobs and revenue and population in the city of St. Louis.
But also, this land hasn't generated any proper taxes for 50 years, so it's not as if we're taking money away. There hasn't been any money coming off this land for half a century.
That is absolutely correct, which is why it's kind of interesting to me that people say the city should own it because it's the most valuable property in the city. Well, if it's so valuable, why hasn't it been developed?
This is Overtime.
Don't you understand? We can't stop ourselves.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
KMOX News Time 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Brad Young of Harris Doll Fisher & Young and Charlie Brennan of The Charlie Brennan Show. Some disturbing news this morning about the life expectancy in the United States has declined again in 2017. We all assume that every generation will live longer, but not the case. In the past, it's been largely because of obesity and causing all kinds of diseases, but the government report said that we are still in the grips of escalating drug and suicide crises. So the data shows that the sustained decline in expected lifespan at birth in a century, it's an appalling performance not seen in the United States since 1915 through 1918. Brad, are you surprised by these numbers?
Well, since we just came off of Thanksgiving and we're talking about eating turducken, it doesn't surprise me that life expectancy goes down. But my youngest daughter is in high school. And she's told me a lot about how a lot of kids, widespread drug use, widespread concerns about suicide. This has happened several times in the schools here locally not too long ago. So it doesn't surprise me from a demographic perspective, if someone who's young dies because of an overdose or because of a suicide, that really cuts in statistically to the life expectancy. I guess it's a symptom of the success of our culture. That we do have this drug problem and a suicide problem, and hopefully this is something we can turn around.
You're exactly right, because as we've said before, when you go to Haiti and you see the people living in squalor, their suicide rate is far lower than the United States.
Right.
Because they're living in the moment, they're actually, you know,
focused on survival.
Yep. It's all about that. It's kind of like you're thinking about here right now. You're not worrying about the future or worrying about the past. When you look at American lifestyles right now, it's true that our incomes haven't increased in percentage terms like they should over the last 40 years. But in terms of consumption, what we actually enjoy, whether it's food, lots of it, lots of calories, we know that, as well as we also have air conditioning, clothing is cheap, we have transportation like future generations never had. In terms of consumption, we've got more than kings of Europe in the 15th century, right? So what's going on here? Families have broken up. There's no community common wheel anymore. People don't care for each other. They're not interacting. They're loners. They're hanging out on social media by themselves in their mother's basement, figuratively and sometimes literally. And let's face it, exercise is down. Look at the folks in Schnucks. They're all going around on, you know, wheelchairs, motorized wheelchairs, scooters, right? You know, I mean, that didn't happen 40 years ago. And you know, if we do know, of course, with suicide as well as drug abuse, it's a mental health thing. And exercise and diet can actually help your mental health. The good news, if there is any, from the studies is that cancer deaths are down. We are making great inroads into cancer. For example, went to a fundraiser a couple weeks ago at Cardinal Glenn and Children's Hospital, and it was reported, you know, leukemia is not a death sentence anymore for children. It used to be, you know, 40 years ago, it was. So we really have to get our act together as a nation. But it's such a simple answer, you know, get your family together, exercise, eat better. People don't believe it. They won't believe it if you say it.
Well, also, when you talked about the consumption, we have this expectation that having more will make us happy. And then you get more and you're still not happy and you're constantly looking for something to make you happy.
Exactly.
But it doesn't come from outside of you.
Right. And we should have said that before Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But I mean, it is true. People think that they can purchase their way to happiness. And there's a momentary, you know, uptick in your dopamine, I'm sure, when you buy something nice. But, you know, if you exercise for an hour or an hour and a half a day, you also can increase your dopamine, and that makes you feel better and the world looks better. But people don't do it, and I don't know why. Maybe because their neighborhoods are not safe, maybe because, let's face it, we are kind of getting kind of lazy and soft, or it's a long-term thing. But I think the good news is the problem is solvable. What's kind of surprising also is this drug abuse is worse in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts than the rest of the country. I don't know why that is.
I don't either. Well, you know who's not lazy at all is Fabiano Caruana. So, unfortunately, he did not beat Magnus Carlsen for the World Chess Championship yesterday, but it got as close as it's ever gotten. In fact, Magnus Carlsen saying great things about Fabiano and saying, you know, in a way they should probably be sharing this world title. He's never had a stronger challenger. So I'm not sure what they'll be doing to celebrate when Fabi comes back to St. Louis. He lives in the Central West End. It went down to the wire 12 rounds and then went into all these, you know, this fancy stuff at the end there that most of us who don't follow that closely understand. But do you think, Brad Young, that chess will ever be as popular stateside as it is in the rest of the world? I know people were really thinking that if Fabi could do this, it could bring back that back in 1972 when Bobby Fischer really got everybody excited about chess.
I certainly hope so. I mean, it would be fun to have the intellectual version of the cover of Sports Illustrated, you know, to have Fabiano on that. But what's really been interesting to me to follow this is that we've seen widespread national and international coverage of this in a way that I have not seen in years past. In fact, a few years ago, I didn't see any coverage of international chess events unless it was, you know, one of the ones that was there was some of these master chess tournaments that we've seen in decades past. So I like it that we're seeing this widespread national coverage and international coverage on this that we haven't seen before. Let's encourage intellectual combat like we see in these chess tournaments. I'm a chess player, and I was really drawn to watching this tournament and seeing how it turned out. And I'm glad it's getting the attention that it is.
Absolutely. And we should be proud of Fabiano. And maybe after 9 o'clock, we'll talk about how he should be celebrated in St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't get as much coverage here in St. Louis as you think it would have.
It was not above the fold of this morning's Major Daily.
No, it was not. But anyway, hats off to him, and that was probably the most exciting chess for a lot of us who don't normally follow it, and I hope to learn more. Okay, so we're going to talk about Germans and how we're the hub here when we come back on Overtime.
KMOX.
You ready? Let's go.
This is Overtime.
All right, it's 8:53. Debbie Monterey, Charlie Brennan, and Brad Young having fun in the commercial break here. This was interesting news yesterday. The Society of German Culture and Heritage has chosen St. Louis as the place to build an official North American Oktoberfest celebration. Chosen over places like Washington, D.C. and Seattle in part because of our strong German history and heritage, the support of the neighborhoods and the breweries. Organizers think the crowds could rival Mardi Gras. What do you think about that news, Charlie Brennan?
Well, it's definitely playing to our strengths because if there's one thing we know how to do in St. Louis, it's drink beer. And I say bring it on. We still don't have Strassenfest. We lost that a couple of years ago. So St. Louis has a great German heritage. And did you know in 1854, the Know-Nothings went after the German immigrants who came here in St. Louis. There was an anti-immigrant group called the Know-Nothings, because when they were stopped on the streets and asked, what are you up to? They'd say, I know nothing. But they would attack the Irish and the Germans because they didn't like immigrants. All those Germans came here after the 1848 revolution. And here we are all these years later now celebrating German heritage. So I think it's appropriate. It's great.
See, now Charlie Brennan mentions the Know-Nothings and gives us a 30-second history lesson on it. Thank you very much. And what comes to my mind is Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes when he says, I know nothing. So that shows you the difference between Charlie Brennan and me. He's the intellectual. I'm watching Hogan's Heroes. But we're wondering if an event that focuses on the consumption of beer is going to be successful. Of course it is. Of course it's going to be successful. And what the key to it is, as Charlie mentioned, is the fact that we do have a strong German heritage. My wife has a German background. A lot of our relatives have German backgrounds. My neighbors do. And this is going to be very successful.
Yeah, it'll be the North American celebration. So could be a big deal.
Well, if the southern border isn't closed, we'll invite people from all over North America to join us.
Well, that is
true.
Didn't
the president say he was going to close it? Maybe.
He did.
Is there a lot of German heritage people coming up from Mexico? I'm not sure.
I think Mexicans will enjoy the beer brewed here in St. Louis.
Mexicans do like beer, too.
Do they? Yeah.
They do have some good
Cerveza?
Beers. See. All right. Well, you have 10 seconds to tell us what's coming up next, Charlie.
Major Garrett's going to be with us. Ben Hockman from the Post-Dispatch. Rex Singfield on chess. Actually, lots to follow, plus a look at, unfortunately, rapes on campus with Stuart Taylor. That and more on The Voice of St. Louis.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.